You're listening to the Realized Empath Podcast, where we get real about loving and stumbling through our sensitive lives with your host and holistic counselor, Kristen Schwartz, who helps redefine what's possible for an empath who embraces a path of self-healing.
Hey there, wonderful listeners. Welcome back to a special episode of the Realized Empath Podcast. I'm Kristen Schwartz, your host and the founder of Realized Empath. And today we're exploring a topic that's both fascinating and essential: learning emotional detox, releasing old patterns and energies. So get ready for a deep dive into the world of emotions, spiced up with some fun science to keep it interesting. So get cozy, grab your favorite beverage, and let's dive in. So think of emotional detox like spring cleaning, but for your mind. It's about clearing out those cobwebs of old hurts and fears. But why do we need it? Well, science tells us that our brain, particularly the limbic system, is like an emotional storage unit. It holds on to memories and feelings. So this isn't just psychological, it's actually physical too. So when we experience intense emotions, our brains release chemicals like cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and it affects everything from our mood to our immune system. So emotional detox isn't just about feeling better. It's about fostering a healthier brain and body. It's like the emotional equivalent of eating your veggies. Like, maybe not always easy for everyone, but it is beneficial. So let me take you back to when I first realized the power of emotional detox. I was dealing with the end of a relationship, and it felt like I was stuck in quicksand. So I noticed that my thoughts were constantly negative, and thanks to my foray into the world of neuroscience, I understood that my brain was stuck in a loop. It was replaying these negative patterns, reinforcing them through my neural pathways. So I decided to do a cleanup, an emotional detox, if you will, to break this cycle. And it was a journey for sure, filled with many ups and many downs. But at the end of the road, the process is so worthwhile. So the first step in any detox is knowing what to get rid of. So in emotional detox, this means we need to identify the negative beliefs and feelings. So one way of doing that is becoming a keen observer of your thoughts. So you want to notice when you feel down or anxious or upset, what thoughts are running through your mind at that moment. It's about being a mindful scientist of your own inner world. And remember, our brains have a built-in negativity bias, a remnant from our caveman days when being on high alert for danger was key to survival. But today, this manifests as a tendency to focus on the bad more than the good. So knowing this can help us understand why we might hold on to negative patterns. So how about turning this identification process into a fun experiment? How about making it a little bit more light and fun? So what I invite you to do is for the next week, I want you to act as an emotional archaeologist. Dig into the layers of your thoughts and feelings. Write them down. You might discover beliefs buried so deep you didn't even know they were there. Like maybe thinking you're not good enough, or fearing failure. But here's the twist. Instead of just writing them down, I want you to rate them. How much do these thoughts affect you on a scale from 1 to 10? This way, you're not just identifying these thoughts, you're actually quantifying their impact. Now, let's talk about the detox techniques. One of my favorites is meditation. And no, it's not just about sitting cross-legged and chanting om. Meditation is an actual brain exercise. So when we meditate, we're training our brain to focus and redirect our thoughts, which can be incredibly powerful in breaking those negative thought patterns. So what neuroscientists have found is that regular meditation can actually change the structure of your brain. It reduces areas linked to anxiety and increases those related to emotional regulation. It's basically like doing bicep curls, but for your brain. So how about this? Let's do a quick meditation. And if you're driving, please don't do it now. You can remember to come back to this spot on the podcast later on when you're at home or in a safe space. But for those of you who are listening at home or taking a break from work or maybe on a walk, you can focus on the trees as you walk. Or for those who are at home, you can actually close your eyes. So go ahead and close your eyes and take a deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to imagine a dark cloud of negative energy leaving your body. With each inhale, picture a bright light of positive energy filling you up. Visualize this process just for a few minutes. So this type of visualization meditation can be a powerful tool in your emotional detox toolkit. It's basically like giving your brain a mini vacation from all the chatter and negativity. So another key element in emotional detox is forgiveness. And I'm not just talking about forgiving others, I'm talking about forgiving yourself. So this can be tough, but it's so liberating. So holding on to grudges or past mistakes is like carrying a backpack filled with rocks. Forgiveness is the act of taking those rocks out one by one. And it's interesting to note that studies have shown that the act of forgiveness can lower stress levels, improve your mental health, and even have positive effects on your physical health. It's literally good for your heart. So when I embraced on my own forgiveness journey, it was like setting down a heavy load I didn't even realize I was carrying. And I started with the small things, like forgiving myself for not being perfect. And I worked up to the bigger things, like forgiving those who had hurt me deeply. It wasn't overnight. Let me be clear. It wasn't magic. But over time, it felt like my heart got lighter and my mind got clearer. It's as if I had unclogged an emotional pipe, allowing positivity to flow more freely. What I've found too is a lot of us hold on to past pain and past grievances because we're afraid if we let it go, it may happen again. It's like we believe we need to have the pain in the forefront of our mind at all times so we can recognize it in the future. But that's not true. We can actually let go and forgive. And we've grown and changed because of what we've gone through. And so we're going to be more aware in the future, no matter if we hold on to the grievance or not. Now, detoxing is not just about getting rid of the bad stuff. It's about filling that space with good stuff. So this is where cultivating positive habits comes in. You want to start simple. Maybe it's incorporating a daily gratitude practice. So each night you can write down three things you're grateful for. I know it sounds basic, but it's incredibly powerful. So what gratitude does is it shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have. It's like challenging the lens through which you view the world, right? And the best part is neuroplasticity. So this fancy term, it simply means that our brains can change and adapt. So by regularly practicing gratitude or other positive habits, you're sculpting your brain to be more attuned to positivity. So I challenge you, why not start tonight? So before you go to bed, jot down those three things that you're grateful for and make it a ritual. Right? Set an intention to make it a ritual and maybe light a candle or play some soft music. and turn it into a moment you look forward to. Over time, you'll start to notice a shift in your mindset. You'll find yourself spotting the silver linings more easily and feeling more resilient in the face of challenges. And generally, enjoying life more, which who doesn't want that? Next, let's talk a little bit about mindfulness. So I touch on this a lot, but mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment. So we're aware of where we are and what we're doing without being overly reactive or overwhelmed. So it's like having a mental pause button, allowing us to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. So for you empaths and highly sensitive people, also the sentence I just said, right? It's about us observing our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. That also comes into play when we're observing someone else's energy or emotions without getting caught up in them, right? So scientifically speaking, mindfulness practice has been shown to reduce activity in the amygdala, and that's the brain's fight or flight center, right? That's the emotional center of the brain. So when we're overwhelmed and we go into fight or flight, it's the amygdala that's activated. So mindfulness practice has been shown to reduce activity in that part of the brain. And what it does is it also increases connections in the prefrontal cortex, which governs our higher order thinking. So by practicing mindfulness, we're not just calming our immediate emotional responses, we're rewiring our brains to handle emotions more effectively in the long run. So what I'd love for you to try is this simple mindfulness exercise. What you'll do is you'll find a quiet spot and you'll sit comfortably and focus on your breath. And what I want you to do is notice the sensation of air entering and then leaving your body. When your mind wanders, it's okay. It just gently bring your attention back to your breath and do this for a few minutes each day and observe the calmness it brings to your mind. Okay, so we couldn't talk about emotional detox without talking about emotional literacy and expression. So emotional literacy is our ability to recognize, understand, and appropriately express our emotions. It's like being fluent in the language of emotions. So many of us weren't taught this language growing up. We may misinterpret our feelings or struggle to express them in a healthy way. So developing emotional literacy is crucial for emotional detox because it helps us understand what we're feeling and why. This understanding is the first step in transforming our emotional landscape. So here's a fun exercise to enhance your emotional literacy. So at the end of each day, I want you to write down the emotions you experienced. Try to be as specific as possible. Instead of just writing happy or sad, I want you to explore the nuances. Were you content, joyful, melancholic, or frustrated? So what this practice does is it helps you become more attuned to your emotional nuances. Okay, next, let's talk a bit about building a support system. So emotional detox, while it is a personal journey, it doesn't have to be a solitary one. Having a supportive network, friends, family, therapist, or support groups can significantly aid in your emotional detox process. So what a support system can do is they can provide a different perspective, offer empathy and understanding, and give you a safe space to express your emotions. So what research in social psychology actually shows is that social support can actually buffer the effects of stress and improve psychological well-being. It's like having a safety net as you walk the tightrope of emotional detox. So I want you to take a moment and think about your support system. Who are the people that you can rely on? And if you feel your support system could be stronger, consider joining a group or a community like Realized Empath or seeking therapy or reaching out to your friends. And remember, it's about quality, not quantity. Even one or two supportive individuals can make a tremendous difference. Next up is embracing vulnerability. So let's talk about the power of vulnerability. Often, A lot of times we view vulnerability as a weakness, but in reality, it's actually profound strength. So embracing vulnerability means opening ourselves up to our true feelings and experiences, even the painful ones. I mean, think about it. Think about all the emotions and feelings, the difficult ones that you have to navigate when you're vulnerable, the fears of being judged, the fear of someone not showing up for you. Think how difficult that is, right? Now think about not being vulnerable. Think about letting the ego run the show. Which one requires more strength? If you said vulnerability, you are correct. It's about acknowledging our fears, insecurities, and doubts. And according to Brené Brown's groundbreaking research, vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. So by allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, we're taking a crucial step in releasing old emotional patterns and we're embracing growth. Okay, so what about physical health? What role does our physical health play into emotional detox? So our bodies and minds are deeply interconnected. Physical activities like exercise, yoga, or even a simple walk greatly aids us in emotional detox. Exercise, for instance, releases endorphins, often known as the feel-good hormones, which can help alleviate stress and improve mood. Similarly, practices like yoga and mindful breathing can help regulate our body's stress response. And that creates a sense of calm and aiding us in the release of pent-up emotions. I always say the energy has to go somewhere, right? So energy wants to move. So I use movement and exercise to aid the movement of energy. I challenge you this week. Choose a physical activity that you enjoy, that sparks joy. I mean, it could be dancing, hiking, gardening, even yoga. And as you engage in this activity, I want you to focus on how it makes you feel, right? Notice any emotional shifts and appreciate the connection between your physical and emotional states. So emotional detoxing isn't just a one-time event. It's a continuous practice, right? Especially for highly sensitive people and empaths. It involves regularly taking stock in your emotions and practicing mindfulness and applying the techniques we've discussed. It's about creating a lifestyle that supports emotional health, whether that's through setting boundaries or nurturing positive relationships or taking time for self-care and reflections. Each evening, take a few minutes to reflect on your day. What emotions did you experience? How did you respond to them? Do you notice any patterns? And I want you to use this time to celebrate your successes and gently acknowledge areas where you'd like to grow. So what this daily check-in does is it keeps you connected to your emotional detox journey. So far, we've journeyed through the internal landscapes of our emotions. Let's shift a little bit and let's shift our focus to the challenge many of us face, which is maintaining emotional wellness in public spaces. So whether it's a crowded shopping mall, a busy workplace, or even a family gathering, public spaces can often test our emotional balance, right? Especially in the holiday season. So let's explore a couple things that are specifically tailored to help you navigate these environments. So let's talk about how we can shield ourselves in public spaces. So when we're out and about, we're exposed to all kinds of energies and emotions from others. And for those sensitive to emotional vibes, this can be overwhelming. But what we can do is shield ourselves. So there are a couple methods that you can use to protect your emotional space, almost like an invisible shield. So one effective technique is visualization. So before stepping into a public space, you want to take a moment to visualize a protective barrier around you. Imagine it as like a bubble or a cloak that deflects negative energy. So this isn't just like fancy thinking. Visualization can be profound and have a profound impact on your mental state. Studies in sports psychology, for instance, have shown that athletes who visualize success before a game often perform better. So it's about setting an intention and creating a mental framework that helps you navigate emotional challenges more effectively. Another useful technique is grounding. And I talk about this a lot, and it's so necessary for the empath. So if you start to feel overwhelmed, I want you to focus on your physical senses. I want to feel your feet on the ground, or take a note of the textures around you, or simply focus on your breathing. So what grounding does is it brings you back to the present moment, and it provides a reprieve from emotional overload. So try this exercise the next time you're headed into a public place. I want you to pause for a minute and practice the visualization technique. Notice how it changes your experience. Does it make you feel more secure, more centered? And I want you to make a mental note or even jot down your observations. And over time, you'll become more adept to using these techniques instinctively. It'll just be super easy and you won't have to think about it. Okay, next, I want to talk about emotional release, like getting an emotional release after public interactions. It's completely normal to pick up like stray emotions when you're around a lot of people. And the key is to not let these linger. So emotional release is about consciously letting go of these energies. So one way to do this is through physical activity, right? Remember I said energy wants to move. So physical movement can be incredibly effective in releasing pent-up emotions. It doesn't have to be intense. Even just a gentle walk or some light stretching can help. But the idea is to engage the body to help free the mind. Another method is through creative expression. So this could be drawing or writing or painting or cooking. So any activity that allows you to channel and release the emotions you absorbed. Like you're taking the original emotions that, let's say even anger, you guys, you can take anger and you can channel that into a creative venture or creative expression. Think about how many people went through trauma or even felt bullied when they were younger, and that anger or that pain was channeled into creating something amazing for themselves. And now you hear that those people are running multi-million dollar corporations. Like you can channel pain into something amazing for yourself. The arts especially offer a powerful medium for emotional expression and processing. So remember, the goal is not to ignore or suppress these emotions, but to acknowledge and then release them in a healthy way. So here's an exercise to try after your next outing. So I want you to engage in a physical or a creative activity and focus on the emotions that you wish to release. If it's physical, like running, imagine each step you're releasing a bit of that energy. If it's creative, pour your feelings into your creation. Afterwards, reflect on how you feel. Do you feel lighter, more at peace, right? You are growing in self-awareness, in awareness of what is helping you. And this practice can be a powerful tool for maintaining emotional clarity. So emotional detox in public places is about preparation and release. It's learning to navigate the emotional waves of the world around us without getting swept away, which I know we all have before. So remember that your emotional well-being is precious. So with these techniques, you can venture into public places with confidence, knowing that you have the tools to maintain your emotional equilibrium. Okay, so the final piece of the puzzle is maintenance. So think of emotional clarity like a garden. So you've pulled out the weeds, that's your emotional detox, and you've planted some beautiful flowers, and that's cultivating your positive habits. Now you need to water the garden and keep an eye out for new weeds. So what this means is regular self-reflection, mindfulness, and staying aware of how you're feeling, you guys. It's about catching those negative thoughts before they take root again. Remember, emotional clarity isn't a destination. It's a continuous journey. It requires effort, but it's so worth it. Just like a well-tended garden, a well-tended mind can be a source of beauty and peace and joy. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you that emotional detox is a personal journey. It's unique to each of us. There's no one-size-fits-all approach, so be patient with yourself and don't be afraid to seek support, whether that's from friends or family or a mental health professional. And remember, every step you take towards emotional wellness, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. Your emotions are a powerful guide, so embrace them and understand them and use them to propel you forward on your journey. Thank you for joining me today on the Realized Empath podcast. If you found value in our chat, will you please share this podcast with others you think it might benefit? And don't forget to subscribe for more insightful episodes. Take care of yourself, everybody, and keep navigating this beautiful journey of life with grace and empathy. Until next time, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Realized Empath podcast. Revisit past episodes or contact Kristen at realizedempath.com. Did you love this episode? Please share it with a friend. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, sensitive souls.